Well, good Thursday morning, my friends, and it is great to be back with you and being able to share just a few moments together on this beautiful Thursday morning in God's Word. Excuse me. Today we're in Revelation chapter 21, and we're concluding this by reading the final two chapters in the last book of the Bible, known as the Revelation to John, written at a time when Christians were being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. The central theme of the book is that through Christ, the Lord, God will finally and totally defeat all of his enemies, including Satan, and will reward his faithful people with the blessings of a new heaven and a new earth when this victory is complete. In today's reading, John's vision now describes God bringing in a new heaven and a new earth, as well as a new city, which represents a renewal of the whole creation. God will dwell among the people, and pain and sorrow and death will be no more. And again, God's saving word for us on this beautiful Friday or Thursday morning is joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So let's begin reading Revelation chapter 21 at verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with his people. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." He said, "It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the right to drink from the spring of water of life without paying for it. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, traitors, perverts, murderers, the immoral, those who practice magic, those who worship idols, and all liars, the place for them is the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came to me and said, "Come, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." The Spirit took control of me, and the angel carried me to the top of a very high mountain. And he showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God and shining with the glory of God. The city shone like a precious stone, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels in charge of the gates. And on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on each side, three on the east, three on the south, three on the north, and three on the west. The city's wall was built on 12 foundations, on which were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was perfectly square, as wide as it is long. The angel measured the city with the measuring stick. It was 1,500 miles long, and it was as wide as it was long. The angel also measured the wall, and it was 216 feet high, according to the standard of the measure which he was using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city itself was made of pure gold as clear as glass. The foundation stones of that city were all adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh yellow quartz, the eighth beryl, and ninth topaz, the tenth chalcedony, and the eleventh turquoise. The 12th was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each gate was made from a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city has no need for the sun nor the moon to shine on it, because the glory of the Lord shines on it, and the Lamb is its light, lamp. The peoples of this world will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their wealth to it. The gates of the city will stand open all day. They will never be closed, because there will be no night there. The greatness of the wealth of the nations will be brought into the city, but nothing that is impure will enter the city, nor anyone who does shameful things or tells lies. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of the Living will enter the city. And today's key verse is Revelation 21:7, where John writes, "Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children." You know, beloved, this is normally passages of scriptures that are used for the closing days of an old year coming up on a new year, because it's to remind us that don't get too concerned with what you see going on around you, because God is still in control. He has His plan. He is working His plan. He is accomplishing His plan, and His will and His plan will be accomplished. Amen. And there is a promise there that those who win the victory, those who stand for Jesus, He says, "I will be their God, and they will be my children." What a beautiful, beautiful relationship that God intends to foster for every one of us who hold close, who hold near the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, You make all things new by renewing Your creation, making Your home among us. Teach us to care for those in need and to be faithful servants of the world You created. Refresh me with Your gracious Spirit and empower me to walk in Your light and serve You faithfully. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be reading Revelation 22, where Jesus promises to come again. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.